Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As literally as I'm pressing record, my friend message just popped up on the top of my screen. It says, I hate this fucking era so much.
I got a message in the middle of work and I actually thought it was serious, where it was a friend of mine, Josh, wrote, I don't want to live here anymore. And I actually checked to be like, there was a picture of a Politico article with Dr. Oz being named the CMS administrator. So
okay.
I knew he was.
Or if he had like dropped a pen and it was like specifically like he doesn't want to live in like the Navy Yard.
Like here.
Yeah. Everyone, speaking of hating it here, welcome back to the B List, guys. I'm B. I am joined by Mandy Slutker. Did I pronounce that right? It's obviously not Slutker.
You did. You know what's kind of funny? Yeah. It's a very similar to like a Giudice Giudice situation, uh-huh, where people who came later pronounce it correctly, Slutsker, and people who came like early, in the early 1900s, somehow it's been made into Slutsker or Slutsky.
Yeah.
But that's not the original pronunciation.
But it's Slutsker. the podcast is This Real Life with Mandy Slutsker. And it's great. I listen to it. And I don't even listen to many podcasts, but yours is
you
obviously, that's the reason that you're here, is because we kind of, we've all in, you kind of have a good idea. We kind of dissect the shows in a similar way. It's not like so surface.
But very similar way of looking at Housewives, both because it's hilarious, but also because it's a really interesting way to watch human behavior.
Yes. Sociology.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. And psychology sometimes.
For sure.
Get out my like DSM-5 and like armchair diagnosis. Just kidding.
Well, speaking of diagnoses, okay, so if you guys don't know, I mean, I don't know if I can talk about that, but you're an epidemiologist in your day-to-day life. By trade, yeah. So I'm sure you have some thoughts and ideas, some thoughts on the recent appointment of,
HHS is the
HHS,
acronym.
Right.
Yeah.
It's RFK Jr.
Yeah.
Self-confessed roadkill eating, brain worm having, crazy kind of was implying that like at one point COVID was designed to like, you know, kill off Black people. I think it was. He's just fucking
nuts.
And
he said Ashkenazi Jews, of which I am, like we're somehow immune. First of all, that is not true. Second of all, like we're like the most inbred group of people. Like, we're not genetically superior to anyone. They have entire panels of genetic diseases just because of how inbred we are.
What do you think? I mean, obviously, right before we got on here today, Dr. Oz, he's just been appointed basically the director of Medicare and Medicaid. So that'll be kaput. He basically, everyone that he puts in all of these cabinet positions is people that he wants to essentially dismantle the very positions that they, or dismantle the departments that they're being put in charge of.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that any of them are have the skill set to be able to dismantle, if that makes sense. You actually need to know how things work in the agency. Yeah. If you want to be able to destroy it from within. I mean, my first reaction is, do you know how hard it is to get a parasite in the United States?
No,
like it's really difficult.
Yeah, really?
Like it is not common to get a brain worm living in the United States.
Yeah.
If you live in other places where there is like, it's more tropical, there's more, you know, parasites in the general environment, the food is not, you know, standardized or regulated in any way. But this man got one here.
Yeah.
I mean, he is something else. And I know he makes some good points about, you know, our food being unhealthy and preservatives and pesticides. But you know what? A broken clock is right twice a day. And he is a broken clock.
I mean, even Dr. Oz was once, right? That one time he went to the grocery store, the one time that he's ever been in the grocery store, accoutrement was too expensive. He was right about that one fucking thing.
Oh man,
Housewives
you
across the
know.
country, I know that, like, Bronwyn somewhere in like a key food, like, this accoutrement is just too expensive for me and the girls when we get together.
You know what I did hear though today
What?
from a
Who?
Republican colleague is that there is the chance that RFK Jr. is going to get tanked by the pro-life community during hearings. So
And
if they get
okay.
really upset because he is in support of abortion and reproductive rights, they may go all out and calling, having constituencies call their, senators and freak out about abortion. And that
Unfortunately,
would be
I
just
guess, but I
ah,
just
chef's kiss.
that would be amazing, but he doesn't strike me as someone with like a great conviction to anything. It seems like there's no real guardrails at all in his brain. It's just kind of like goes wherever will kind of,
That
you
won't
know.
matter to people for whom abortion is like the biggest issue for them, right?
Yeah, I
If
guess, yeah,
anyone
regardless
ever
of, yeah.
said, yeah, he's had enough times where he's been asked questions about it, where he's, supported it. So
Yeah.
that would be
Yeah.
interesting. We'll see.
Well, enough about that because I mean, obviously the world's like been such, a train wreck. I mean, but I've committed to being more online than I was previously because I really thought we had it in the bag. But I think that you have to sometimes still be the light spot, the bright spot out there in the universe, especially on social media these days. So let's talk about the fun stuff. Let's talk about
Yes.
There actually have been some really great things that have been happening this year. And I know that we're not quite at the end of the year, although I wish it would be fucking over. I'm ready for it to
Yeah.
wrap up. Oh, speaking of, before I even get on this, I was talking earlier about I Hate It Here. Just so you guys know, I am working on new I Hate It Here designs. I'm really excited about these ones, actually. These are actually
Oh,
really
I
good.
actually can't wait to get it because like wearing it
Sweats,
in
yeah.
DC right now would be so funny.
Hang tight, guys. It's coming. I really like the stuff. So I just wanted to make sure it was right this time. You know what I mean? The last time it was 2020, we were in the pandemic, and I really just put something out. Listen, I was happy with it, but this is going to be really, really good. Let's talk about the good things that happened this year, though. Across all of these Housewives shows that we like, there's been a really like strong string of best new artists, I call them, or I guess best new housewives. So I thought we could rank them.
Yes.
We're gonna start. So there's only, I think, six that we put on
So
this.
one I didn't rank because I have not yet seen her on screen.
Yeah, right. Bozom.
Bosom. So
Yeah,
I
okay, yeah.
decided to like, I can't, yeah, I
I
don't
loved
know
her on
enough.
six, yeah. But we're gonna rank them, guys. We're gonna rank all the new housewives just from this year. And we just, by the way, we are not including Friend of, so that does not include Brittany. It does not include Rebecca Minkoff, even though
Or Alexis Bellino.
Alexis Bellino or Jacqueline. But
Oh
it's,
dear.
what? Actually, not a good year for Friend of's.
No,
Really
but
bad year for Friend Doves,
they
actually.
move some storyline, that's for sure.
Before we even get into this, though, I think if you were going to say the top Friend of for this entire year, I'm secure in saying that I think that Jassy would be probably the top for me
Jassy's pretty good if you don't
from
count the
Rouses of
Miami
Potomac.
girls.
Oh,
Because Miami,
yeah.
the friends of are basically housewives, so it
Yeah.
doesn't feel appropriate to call them friends of.
It's
You know
true.
what I mean? Like
Yeah.
Marisol's basically a housewife, but for whatever reason, they count her as a friend of.
Even then, though, I still feel like I would still rank Jassy. There's something about Jassy's
Oh,
energy.
Adriana, always.
I'm actually shocked she's going to be back this season, but we'll see how that plans out. But I don't know.
She's so wild.
Yeah,
Like
she is. She's fucking nuts.
she's nuts in my favorite way. Like I love just like a delusional, messy, just like chaotic energy.
Yeah.
I'm here for it, especially in Miami.
That's true. That's true. That's what they're known for. So listen, so we're going to start from there's only six real or new Real Housewives of this year. So we'll start with Bozom. We don't know anything about this woman. In a couple of hours, the premiere will be airing, but I'll probably watch it tomorrow. I'm not
Same.
that excited for Beverly Hills. It's not
I'm
like,
excited for Beverly Hills because I'm really excited to see what's going on with Dorit.
yeah, and
Aside
I'm
from
glad she's
that, I don't know
working.
how interested I am, but Dorit I am interested in and how she's gonna like spin it all.
I do not want to talk anymore about Kyle's sexual orientation. It is not the 1800s. Just let the lady be a lesbian, but let her, if not, it's just like, it's enough.
Yeah, it is
Bosom.
enough.
But we've got high hopes for Bosom. I think she could be an interesting addition there. At number five, I don't know what you ranked. I'll let you go first. Well, tell me what your number five pick
Is
is.
five the lowest?
Five would, yeah, I guess for if
Okay.
Bosom, because Bosom is not.
Okay. So I have Kiernan.
You did. Okay.
Yeah. Mainly because we haven't seen as much from her. Like, we've seen her do some interesting things in group scenes, like when she freaked out at Ashley Darby. But I don't know a whole lot about her other than she's got this wonderful skincare business. Like, she seems a bit normal for me. We know that her partner is a social worker. I effing love that. Like, none of these women, I would say, are bad at all. Like, I want to see more Kiernan. I just haven't seen enough of her yet, where she doesn't feel like the most integral part of what's happening on Potomac.
I could see that, but I'll counter by saying I think that Kiarna and Stacey, the additions of them this season, is a return to normalcy. I think that
Yes.
Potomac for a minute was getting a little too like even with the Mia of it all, and we'll talk about this a little more in depth later. But it is nice to just see normal women on the screen again that just like own businesses and just like not being bombastic or histrionic 24/7. It's nice to kind of have that medium there, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
My
no shade to her at all.
speaking of normal though, my number five is actually Raquel from Real Housewives of New York.
Really?
Now, this is not bad. I think I
Right,
see the
right,
thing
right.
about I like a lot of these new women, but I just we still don't know so much about her. But if you listen to this podcast, you guys know that I love Raquel. She is one of my favorite housewives on New York right now, but I think just in this running. But I think she's so layered. I think she's so New York. I'm excited because we just saw the mid-season trailer, and apparently it's a
Yes.
lot about her and her mom. So I think whatever happens with New York, and we'll talk a little bit about this, but keep her. Whatever's going on, I think she's worth investing in. And I think that she seems like the most real, honestly.
Yeah.
She's just kind of like there and showing herself. And I think she has a really interesting background. So, and she's not bad to look at. She's gorgeous.
Oh, I'm here for her and Mel. Package deal.
They seem cool.
Who'd you have for four?
My number four is Katie Janella.
Me too.
Okay. She activates Heather Dubrow in a way that I don't think that anybody else can.
It's so funny to watch. I do get a kick out of it.
It's hard to activate Heather in this way, and the last person I think that's really done this with Heather
Was Kelly
is
Dodd?
I think she was disgusted by Kelly Dodd, but
Oh, yeah.
I think Katie triggers her in a way that Shannon did at first.
Oh.
Because at first Shannon was really likable, but really like classy. I hate the term classy, but I use it because it's just like an OC. It's like if you
Yeah.
have money and you don't say the C word all the time and you're not like splashing your tits, you're like considered classy. But I think that there's something about Katie that she's kind of like, she's likable, she's relatable, she's smart, she's pretty quick. And I think that Heather kind of sees that in her and realizes that the audience doesn't read the same thing about Heather. Do you know what I mean? Although this is not to say
Yeah.
that I don't love Heather, but I think there's a space for them to work together.
I agree. I'm a big
What's yours?
fan of her husband. I think he's probably the most normal husband probably
Almost
we've
one of the most
ever
attractive on the
seen.
show, too.
Attractive, but also like across the board, just like a normal human being. Like the fact that how he treats his wife, how he treats his family, how he kind of shows up at events where he's just kind of like, I'm not really sure what's going on. This isn't really about me. I'm just here to, support my wife. And then when he realized that Ryan was talking about like some illegal
FBI
stuff with
shit.
his friend. He literally moved to a different area of the party.
He's
Like
smart.
that
He's like a
is,
normal person.
yes. And I, it's fun watching one of those around like 20 not normal people, right? Like it's very entertaining for me to watch that. Plus, I'm very interested in learning more about Katie's birth mother, that story connecting, going back to China or not China, South
I
North
think
Korea,
it's
South
Korea.
Korea,
Yes,
sorry,
South Korea.
not North Korea, South Korea. And I'm really excited to see that. And I love that her kids are learning Korean because she never really had the opportunity to, and she's trying to learn also. I just love that she's reconnecting with her culture.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think it's about time that we finally had an Asian housewife on OC, considering
Right?
the demographic of that locale. So I really love Katie, and I really want her to come back a second season. I hope that they just keep the same cast, but honestly, you could lose Gina and I would be okay at this point.
No, I like Gina
Oh, you
now.
don't?
I
Okay.
finally am on board with Gina. Like, I
Okay.
think she is really honest, and I actually learned like how much I can trust what she says when you never really know who you can trust on a show. And like when
Yeah.
she comes across like she is genuine, and the story going on with like Travis and his ex, I'm very interested in that. That is an unusual dynamic. I like her and Emily's friendship. I do like watching it. It's unusual to see two people that really love each other and care about each other on these shows,
It would,
that like a show couldn't break them apart, you know?
yeah.
So.
In that sense, it would suck to see Emily's kind of touchstone on that show be taken away.
Yeah.
But I think Emily would be okay in any scenario. I think Emily's that for
Here to
me. I think she's
stay.
become,
Yeah.
yeah. Number four, or no, I'm sorry, number three. Kierna is actually my number
So
three.
I have Raquel. So
Okay.
ours are
Okay,
Kierna and
yeah.
Raquel are. I
Okay.
am very interested in both looking at Raquel, like everything about her is art. Her engagement ring is art. Her
Yeah.
clothing is art. Her jewelry is art. Her hair is art. Like every single piece of her look is fascinating to look at. And then when she's bringing us into sort of not the underbelly of the art world, but kind of the behind the scenes, I know
Yeah.
nothing of that kind of society. And I am interested in that. Like, wow, you couldn't announce a separation from your husband because of how tied you guys were together in
To there,
this.
yeah.
And it's not like a regular business. It's sort of like you were a muse as part of your
Yeah.
artistic. Yeah, it's so fascinating to me. And then, the story with what's going on with her mom, and then she brings Mel into the picture and Mel's friendship with Abe. Like, that's pretty much the only shiny part right now of New York for me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, here for Raquel. I really enjoy her.
I agree. I agree on all those points. Go straight to number two then. My number
Okay.
two is Stacey
Me
Rishman.
too. Yep.
Okay. From Real Housewives of Potomac. I've now affectionately coined her, or the term, or I guess named her Spacey Stacey.
Yes.
Spacey Stacey. She is very old school Potomac to me. She feels like she would be right at home sitting on a reunion couch in between Charisse and Katie Ross. She is like a mix of that world. And I feel like she just is a return. Like I was crying for so long about like this show has just like lost its identity. And the identity of it is kind of like uppity, corny women that are a little bit, and she is that. She can't dance. She dresses like a QVC host because she is a QVC host. She has no idea what's going on. She's just like great for this show. She could not be in any other shows. You could not picture her on Atlanta, Beverly Hills, OC, none of those. But for Potomac, it's like, of course you're in Potomac. And this is what we needed. For what reasons are you?
Okay, so I think she is sort of like the yin to Mia's yang. Like the
Yeah.
amount of
Yeah.
crazy that goes on that Mia brings almost like brings down the cast in a way.
Yeah.
Like I'm here for it, but it also feels a bit too like gross.
Yeah, no, totally.
And Stacey kind of like brings it back up. I really want to see her engage with Charisse. I actually really like Charisse. I thought she was boring for a long time, and then I met her in real life, and she's not. Like she's just like has a really sweet kind of like mom auntie energy. She's just really I could see her being really like, she doesn't do well at shade. She's not very good
No,
at being shady,
the
right?
Charisse that I liked was when she was like in the house with her daughter and her son and
Yes,
just kind of like that.
yes. And I want to see her like be friendly with them, like not trying to like inch her way back in, but as a friend who gets along with Stacy, who like they like kiki, they have lunch. Like I could see them really
I could
getting
see that.
along. I find Stacy so funny that she is just bewildered how people on the show behave. It's as if she's never watched it. She's confused. She's like, but she's figuring it out in real time.
Respect the birthday
So,
girl. Respect
I
the
mean,
birthday girl.
that's amazing. That was
Respect
just
the birthday girl
genuine.
was like, I.
It's her birthday. Show some respect.
Or, so she's, that's why she was saying that her ex-boyfriend was a drug dealer because Mia was a stripper, or was she? She was.
Yeah.
Oh.
She.
She had to ask production if Mia was actually a stripper. And she's like, oh, well, she was. Oh, well, then I don't. It's just like this. She has not watched this show before. She doesn't know what's going on. When I talk about a housewife coming on who has no idea what they're filming, that's Stacey. Like, it's
But she's
perfect.
getting with the program. Like when she said she admires Ashley to Ashley at that, when they were like all sitting around and she goes, you're so open with your life. And I am like an admiration of that. And I'm going to try and do that more.
I like that, yeah.
After I really like that because she was kind of going after Ashley. You're talking about my business. And then she's like, oh, on the show, we all talk about each other's business. And she really didn't do it in a way that was rude. So like, I probably should give a little bit of an olive branch. And
She's smart too.
I, yeah, she, oh, she's very
She's
smart.
smart.
Yeah.
My favorite, she can be shady when she wants to, and it just comes out like butter. She was at the Ashley event. I forget what it was, the yoga mats and stuff. Was it on this past episode, or was it like a preview that I saw? I
I
can't
think it was a
remember.
preview.
But Ashley's lip syncing to some song, or no, she wasn't lip syncing. She was singing live, and then Stacey goes, "She sings like I dance."
That must be on this upcoming episode
Was
because I don't.
upcoming. I'm sorry, yeah, but she's like,
Oh,
Ashley sings like
man.
I dance, and if you've seen her dancing, oh my God! So yeah, we love you, Stacey. Number
So we both
one,
have the same number
we have the
one,
same number one, the
Bronwyn
gay
Newport.
man.
And
Yes.
I saw that tweet. That was so funny.
The closest that we will have to a gay man, like the way she reads, I mean, that is a seasoned old queen. But I find her really interesting. She's obviously very calculated, and I feel like she kind of came in with like these quips, and she's very aware of the cameras, not in a bad way, but like she's really good at her job already. And it could get boring over time, but I think these past two episodes, seeing her really closely with her husband in that dynamic, that facade is kind of broken down. And I think that it reminds me of that saying, marry rich and you'll pay for the rest of your life. And I think that we're seeing that in like real time. Because I feel like she comes on the show and the way she kind of talks to these women and honestly talks down to them in some ways because of her interactions with Heather Gay. That was a whole weird scene filmed at her house, but I feel like this is the one area now I feel like maybe she feels like she can control in her life, because it seems like in other areas, although I don't know her
She
home life,
has
but it
no
seems
control. Yeah.
but I find that I'm not saying that that makes me more interested in her, because there's would not I don't read that at all when she was just alone with the women, you know what I
Also, do
mean?
you know
So
that Todd isn't just a former CEO of Palm Pilot, that he was a
he
former
cre
CEO of Hewlett Packard?
Oh my God. Well, that makes sense. Yeah. Because the
Yeah.
amount of,
Like, huge, huge, huge
Money, yeah.
companies. I mean, we're talking like NASDAQ.
Well, I call him the Todd father.
Well, that's what he calls himself now, too, because did you
Oh,
see
does
that they
he?
were in New York today and they were doing some sort of promo where they were like scooping ice cream
Maybe that's
and
where
it
I saw it, and I was
was
like, the Todd
her and
father.
he, yeah, they called him the Todd father. So it seems like I thought we would never see him again after what went down the last couple
It
of
seems like he's
weeks
down to
at the
play.
show. But now he's like, okay, I get it.
He is very dark, but we will talk more about him as he kind of as that rolls out on the show, but
Yeah.
not good vibes.
I'm also here for Bronwyn's, not just her fashion, but her house. Like the I've never seen a home like that. And I've always like wanted to go to one, right? Where it's just so kooky. Like I would never want to live in that. That would
It's
be
kooky, but like
calm for
incredibly
me.
cold.
But yeah, it's bizarre. I mean, to have that those colors all over the walls. And I mean, the one thing that I will say like is a problem with her is she does not, she's too many dogs and she does not like clean up after them well.
She
And
doesn't lift them properly, too. She like lifts them by their hind legs. It's like terrible for their
like, don't do
joints.
that. I'm like, what is going on with you? If you are having dogs like shit on your floor, it means you have too many. You know what I mean? Like they tell you when they have to go out.
And listen, I can be a fan of maximalist design. Obviously, Margot Joseph's one of my favorite housewife houses.
Hers is
But hers
different.
is different because Bronwyn's feels like weirdly colorful, but also incredibly cold. It's like if Patrick Bateman and Willy Wonka got together and designed a house together. You know what I mean?
Well, one thing I would love to introduce Bronwyn to Representative Lois Frankel from Florida, who is also an she's an artist, and her entire office is her own paintings, and they are like Bronwyn kind of paintings. It's like beyond colorful, like weird, like eyes, and like it's just so bizarre. And I feel like Bronwyn would love that kind of art. It's one of the most interesting offices in Capitol Hill.
Of all of these new additions, I feel like Bronwyn would be the most amazing on a girls' trip, like on a Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. She can really handle her own. I even wrote the other day on Instagram, I said, drop her, if you could plop her into Atlanta, I think she could hang.
I
She could
think she
hang
could
with the
hang
best
in,
of them,
I
any
think, in
city.
any city. And that's really unusual. I mean, she's clearly Salt Lake, but I could see her on any of the franchises. I could see her, like, you know, on
Imagine
Beverly
on the new New York.
Hills. I could see her on the new New York. I Miami, I'm not entirely sure. If Nicole was still there, yes.
Her and Nicole.
without Nicole, I'm not sure like what she has to cling to. But yeah. I think she is just one of the most incredible casting that Housewives has had in a very long time, besides
We've
Jen
got,
Pedranti.
yes, love her. Really coming into her own. Someone who has not really come into their own, and actually I think is might be maybe my like least favorite friend of all time. And I think you know who I'm gonna say. Rebecca Minkoff.
Oh, I didn't even think of her as one. Like
All
I,
right,
she
yeah.
doesn't, she's like a non-player. She is
But
someone
she's
who
on every
seems to,
episode. It's insane.
what's so crazy is that it before the season even started, there was that article that came out that she approached Jenna Lyons, like, let's have a fake fight about fashion branding. And that should have been a clue that like there's nothing going on in her life. And so when there was this prank that they had in, you know, last week's
It
episode,
feels like she was being serious about it.
and it could have been done so well. Like if that prank had been where almost everyone was in on it except Brynn, and it was just used to show that Brynn's the pigeon, so to speak, like that could have been such an interesting thing because then all the women would have seen the Brynn that we see on camera, and that would have like exposed her in a way that would make her kind of vulnerable in her friendships.
But also, like, the audience could have been in on it
In on it. That's what
because.
I mean. It would have been so much more interesting to be in on the prank. It's like watching Traitors and not knowing who the traitors are. It's stupid. There's no
And then
point.
to string it out for the entire episode and wait till the last second to give up the mouse. It just like it's completely it negates the entire process of trying to be like authentic. And it's just I didn't it wasn't done in a it was trying to be done in like a tongue-in-cheek way, but it just like did not read or come across that way. So I don't really know where we go from
Also,
here because I think a lot of people are just going to be done with this season.
the only interesting thing about her is that she's a Scientologist and also Jewish, which does not make sense. As someone who is Jewish, like you kind of, I mean, yeah. But she won't talk about it.
You know how
And
rude that is to go on a reality show and the most interesting
exactly.
thing about you, and when people ask about the most interesting thing about you, you say, read a book about it. It's like, bitch, I'm not reading a book. I'm watching this show. I'm
Bitch, I
watching
read a
you're on
book.
my
No, just kidding. I
you're
didn't read that book, but everyone who's read it seems to have like a very clear idea about Scientology.
but like do not offend me, the audience member. You're on my
Right.
show. I
You have
watched
to
this for
explain.
a
Yeah.
decade. You need to explain to us why you're even here. And for you to just say like, we'll Google it. It's like, How about you get off my screen, actually? So I would like her to just go away. I hope she doesn't go on the cast trip. I don't think she will.
I wish one of them would be like, so was your dad involved in killing a woman in 1990, whatever game
I
it
know.
was?
I would respect Brynn a lot if she would just bite the bullet and just do it. You know what I mean? Because nobody else is gonna.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Weird stuff going on with that show. I feel the same way as you, though, because I listened to your recent episode and you were talking a bit about you're not ready to give up on it. There's still some good.
No.
Obviously, we've got the Raquel. That's great. I actually do think that Brynn is still salvageable. Like, she's going to
I
learn a
think so
lot.
too. I think I'm really interested to see her at the reunion, but I do think Jenna is a problem in that, not that she's a problem. I love watching
Yeah,
her.
I love
The
watching
other
her.
women cannot be normal around her. They are
Yeah.
so interested in pleasing
She
her.
sucks up the energy in the room. It's not by choice. She doesn't mean
No.
to.
She doesn't mean to. And the only one who's not doing that is Raquel, because Raquel's not, I think,
Yeah.
impressed by anyone. She's just,
She
she's
comes
not,
from
and
the
she's
art
not
world.
trying. She's also not trying to impress people. Like, she had that phase of her life and she's not chasing anything anymore.
And also, she's like a peer of Jenna's. So it's
She
like we're like the same
is.
age and we've known each other around, and I don't like need to like impress you. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's the others are just kind of like vying for Jenna's approval, and it
Yeah.
feels weird, and they act weird with each other over it.
And resent her in a way too.
I don't think everyone resents her. I actually
Well,
think
it comes
it's
out with like the Brynn and
just
the Aaron of it.
Bryn. I don't know. I like Aaron. I really am here for Aaron. No one likes
I
her but
think
me,
you,
but I
no, I don't like her, but I think you definitely keep her on this cast. I think she is a good housewife. It's just not my favorite type of housewife. Yeah. And
I don't
I
know if
like
she's my
Abe.
favorite type. Oh, I love Abe. She's definitely not my favorite type of housewife, but she's someone who is so familiar to me that I'm like, oh, I get who you are as a
Yeah.
person.
Yeah.
And it's actually a much kinder person than what is portrayed.
Yeah.
Like, I think she's a very good friend to people.
And also, like Abe doing drag in the next episode. I don't know if it's tomorrow's episode or whatever, but he dresses up in drag. And I'm like, this is the closest we will ever have to Alex and Simon again. So just like,
Yes. Yes. And
just
they,
eat it up.
I think they really are a good match. Like, I know people
They
took
are,
that
yeah.
one fight that they had over the crypto stuff, which honestly, like, it's terrible for him, but
Yeah.
whatever. Like, the couples have arguments, and I feel like they're a really strong couple. And people are like, oh, they're just having another baby to try and fix their marriage. It won't work. I'm like, no, like, her mom was sick and her dad probably was sick too before he died. And maybe they're
Yeah.
just thinking like, hey, maybe let's bring some new life in. And I
Yeah.
don't know, a baby is always fun.
Babies are not always fun.
Well, no, but like, in,
I'm
I could see it being very
just
fun
thinking of
in
Sutton.
this.
And you're pregnant. Bring a
With
book.
Teddy. Oh my God. Speaking of someone trying to have a baby to save a marriage.
Oh my God, Teddy. Oh my God. I don't really follow her, but I did hear about the. Yeah, she's
I
having.
mean,
Yeah.
it's, and it's, she's with this guy still.
Oh, they are?
Like,
Oh man.
yeah.
What a mess.
So who was I talking to? I was talking to someone who like actually knows people in the horse world, and it's actually like made like a ton of waves in like the
No, in the equestrian world. Oh my
equestrian
God.
community.
Equestrian community.
That so funny?
That's so fucking funny.
Like, people who have nothing, know nothing about housewives. It's like how we think the Otani scandal is like a housewife
Yeah.
scandal, and it's like actually like one of the largest sports scandals to like ever exist. But we think
Yeah.
it's ours because it was brought up on OC.
Well, there's another scandal that's coming to a close as of today.
What?
Shannon Bedore and John Jansen have settled their lawsuit.
Oh, nice, because they were supposed to have a court hearing.
Yeah, so it means that the saga's over. Her facelift has officially come to an end. The saga over her facelift has officially come to an end. And it's been a 7-month struggle. This has been going on for 7 months.
so ridiculous. That
I've
man.
never met someone who gets sued as much as she does, though. Like, that's kind of weird. Like, she's
Well,
been
it's only
in
two. It's only two lawsuits.
two lawsuits. It's only two lawsuits.
I
That
mean,
is two lawsuits more than.
think of Brandy Glanville.
Oh, that is
You
not a high bar. That's
want
just stop yourself right there, because if you were ever getting.
about? I think Shannon did absolutely nothing wrong in the Jimbalino lawsuit, and that should not even be considered.
Did
Like,
Tamara?
I personally don't think so, but I mean, I'm someone who's like, hey, listen, there's actual American Academy of Pediatrics policy that says that trampoline parks are bad for kids and dangerous. So like, it's not like they came up with it, right? It's actually established. Like, if you talk to, ER doctors, pediatricians, they'll be like, don't ride a motorcycle, don't, go to a trampoline park. Like, there's, it's so like,
Jimbalino, do not come after me. I do
you can
not
come after me. It's,
have.
I have doctors on my side. I'm just
I have Jesus on my side.
right?
Speaking of OC, you also made some really interesting points on your last podcast, the most recent episode. You guys should listen to it. It's great. I
Oh,
forget the
thank
name of your
you.
guest, but you were talking a bit about
Oh,
you.
Taria.
Taria, yeah, that's the guest. She was
Oh,
great.
Taria from What Else Is Going On. She's like the most incredible.
Yeah,
She's awesome.
she's a good guest. You said that Alexis not having an identity outside of the men that she is
Yes.
attached to on the show is kind of an ongoing thing for her. And that's kind of interesting. I never really thought about it like that. But yeah, she's always kind of hitched her wagon to some guy. And it's kind of interesting because, like, throughout the entire season, as it starts to really come down, and even on this last episode of the reunion, Tamara even comes into her trailer and tries to, one more time before you go out there, fight your own battles, don't fight John's. And she was just like so stubborn about it. She's like, I'm standing up for my man. It is so. I don't ever want to see her on my screen again. Alexis is just like not really for this iteration of Housewives. I think she fit in at a time when we kind of valued maybe like a different type of housewife on these shows, but I think that the medium has moved so far past that type of housewife. Do you know what I mean? Who
Yeah.
we don't really know so much about you. It's more just how you like exist in the context of Jesus and your husband and your.
What would have been so interesting, because when she did touch on it this past week when she talked about having, she didn't say it out loud, like a trans son or a member of the LGBTQ community, and how like her faith was not in opposition to that. Whereas like she was kind of like, no, like I love my child, and of course, and I'm like, no. You're part of a church that is very anti-LGBTQ and specifically like anti-trans. And so how, like, I want to actually hear her talk about that battle. Like, not a battle that she has personally, but in society in Orange County, I'm sure. I mean, this is one of the most hot button issues. I know it involves a minor, though, so I appreciate that, like, both her and Heather have, kept their kids somewhat
I
private and
suppose,
safe in this,
but
but
she has still talked about it because they went to the fundraiser, or what is it, the charity, the
yes.
fashion event. I feel like they really did us a disservice in production, because even if she
Agreed.
is part-time, she was still on every episode. And I don't think that the John Jansen of it all, while it was salacious, I don't think that you could have really balanced it out by still talking more about, because that's what was interesting to me. I had been following up, not following her on social, but I knew before she came back that she had had a trans child. And I thought that would be so interesting. How do you reconcile that? And even if we don't fully agree with the church aspect and her excuses for all of that, it was something that I think could have really probably like been different, especially for it being OC. And I feel like we were
Yeah.
done a disservice by production and by not fully fleshing out her story. Even if that's not what she like talked about, their job as production is to like ask them about it and make them talk about it.
Right. And
So,
her and Heather are friends because of it. And I would have liked to see that friendship. Like, I feel like the only
because they
friendship they
just kind of plopped
showed
her in and they were
is
like, just
her
because
and
they knew each other.
Tamra. And they didn't explain why her and Tamara got close, like what specifically was going on. We didn't hear much about the death of her mom and how that had impacted her. She just kind of went all in, at least the way that they showed it to us on John Jansen. And she's like a barnacle. She just kind of like hitches a ride with whatever guy she's with. And it's, we saw it with Jim Bellino. Then it was the guy that she was engaged to before this, that she said all the same things she said about Jim, all the same things she's saying now about John. And then now it's John. And it's just like, my man, you know, he's a man of God, like whatever it is, the bullshit. And who are you? Like, who are you without this guy?
And you know what? If that's going to be the whole thing, then I would like maybe to just only have one person on the show that's like that. And Jim Pedranti is definitely going to end up being the one that I choose.
Yeah, that's true. But she is a person outside of her, like she's trying.
I
She's
like Jim
not,
Pedranti, so don't, you know.
yeah.
Well, I'm really excited to see what happens. I think that they'll probably keep the exact same cast
Do
and
you
just not.
want to hear my hot take about Jen?
What? Yeah, go.
If she wasn't pretty and blonde, people would have a whole lot more to say about her lifestyle.
For sure. But I think her face card just like is so, she's so gorgeous. And
Yeah,
just like,
no, but it's.
you know what? I think she's like, she is pretty kind. Like you could tell.
Oh, she's kind in everything, but there are plenty of
There's just
kind
like not a
people
mean bone in her
who like
body on this
can't make
show.
rent, right? And who like make very, very bad decisions. And to basically get evicted when you have five kids, you know, like what that, what how people treat women like that in society, and just no one's treating her like that. And I find that so interesting. People are like defending her, and I'm like, listen, I like her too, but at this age, if you're going to have that many kids, you need to know how to take care of them. And if you're going to divorce your husband, you need to know what's going to happen after that, how you're going to be able to afford your lifestyle, how you're going to be able to care for your children. Like, you have to think through things, and it's frustrating that we live in a society that has let it so that she hasn't had to learn anything.
Not to
You
have a
know?
credit card until she's 40 years old or whatever, she
Like
said.
47.
Yeah, it's crazy. I thought it was one more notice that is really interesting what was going on in this reunion. The two different opposing couches. The three women on the right couch, Tamara, Emily, and Heather, were all fighting three women on the other couches because they were directly being triggered by the way that the women live their lives or are perceived by the audience. I think that with Heather, like we talked about with the Katie thing, I think she is so similar to her, I think personality-wise, and I think just like as a casting decision on the show. And I think that Heather probably sees that the audience probably like is drawn more to Katie. I mean, definitely Heather has like fans. She's not like a super villain, but I just think that there's something about her that like bugs her because she can't get rid of her. You know what I mean? I think that Tamara is really bothered by Shannon because with all of her bad choices and bad mistakes, she still ends up getting garnering this like favor from either the cast or the audience. And I think with Emily, she has issues with Jim Pedranti because of the way she like lives her life. I think that she Jen is able to like skate from, I don't want to say skate because I don't know the full story, but she went from her ex-husband to Ryan, who's basically swooping in and taking her under his wing and moving her into his mansion. And I think that Emily resents that a little bit because I don't know Emily's story, but it does seem like Emily is being the one who passed the bar and all of that stuff is the one who like probably makes the most money in her home. I feel like, and then I guess they even mentioned it on the reunion that like they heard rumblings that his parents fund her lifestyle.
No, like this is the thing, is
I
that
think she
his
probably like sees
parents
things
set
in
him
Jen.
up for financial success because they were financially successful, and they set him up with investments in an account that then appreciate over time that he's able to utilize. So they gave him like multiple steps ahead of other people, but I don't think it like that is what they use to fund everything at all. You know, it's, but what
I
I
think that
think is
she's
Emily is so
triggered by,
smart. She's definitely triggered by Jen because Jen reminds, like, is never responsible for anything. It's never her fault, you know, but I also think she can't handle stupid. And Jen is being stupid, truly, about Ryan and being like, well, he wasn't charged with anything. Well, how do you think you get immunity? He didn't do anything wrong. No, if you get immunity, you've done something wrong.
You don't just get immunity for
You
not
don't
doing
just get
anything at all. Just be
immunity.
walking on the street. You got immunity.
And I truly think she believes that he did nothing wrong. And to believe that is to be stupid. And I think Emily cannot handle stupidity. Like, she just is like, we got to be smarter than this people.
It's gonna be an interesting, it's an interesting dynamic because there are like a lot of, I think for the first time on this show, there are like overwhelmingly like the majority of the women on the show are actually pretty smart and understand
Yes.
like things. I think there was for a really long time. I mean, Vicky wasn't like, she ran her business and stuff, but she wasn't
No,
like,
but
didn't
Vicky
really feel the
knows
temperature in
shit.
the room. She knows shit, but I just was literally being scammed by a man for 3 seasons on the show. So it's, I don't know. I just think
That's true. That's
the
true.
Katie of it all, the Emily. Tamra's incredibly smart too. She's just more wily. There's the Heather. So I think OC's in a really good
Heather's bright.
spot.
Gina is very, I think Gina is like really learning as she goes in a brilliant way. Like, I wish she could like write a book for other women about how to navigate
If we could
divorce.
just get Potomac there. Because the thing is, Potomac is almost there. We've got like, you know, we're getting, I feel like, a return to the original kind of casting choices with like the Stacey of it all. Even Kiernan, it reminds me of like an early Candace in a way. In a sense that she's young, but she's really spunky, but she seems a little more like toned down.
I do miss Candace. I do.
You know, I was just reading, if you guys know Ira Madison on his Substack, I think he wrote today. He said something like Bravo has been dabbling recently with all its different franchises into like different pockets of television culture. Like Beverly Hills is like a true crime. What did he say? I wrote it down. He's like Jin Shah, like is kind of like a true crime. But he said this season of Ross's Potomac is diving into daytime trash TV.
Yes, like Maury Povich.
Yes, like it's giving
Yes.
that, like just the whole
You
Mia
are
of it
not
all.
the
And he was like, you know what? Like he's like, I don't know if I like love it. He's like, is Bravo above this? Might be, but so is Ramona. Like Bravo, is it trash? But like, so is Ramona Singer shitting on TV multiple times. Like that's really trash too. But I don't know. Are you enjoying that Potomac is kind of like entering its daytime trashy television? I don't love the Mia of it all. I call her Mia and
No,
Stink. I don't like
I
them. I.
it's it was I it would have been more interesting if we were introduced slower to it. So, Mia did the kind of thing that Erika Jayne did, where she painted a picture for us and she did not deviate from that picture. And then all of a sudden, overnight, actually, I was never really in love. Actually, this was like a terrible marriage. Actually, I was being treated really poorly. And we never witnessed that. I mean, we saw a little bit of a Tom Girardi being kind of rude, but we didn't really see it. And
Again,
so it's
it betrays
hard.
the audience
Yeah,
because
it
it's like,
betrays the
so what?
audience. And that's what pisses me off. And so it's like, you should tell us, actually, I'm having some issues in my marriage. Actually, I have this longtime love
That you've
that I
been drowning
still,
this entire time, and now we're supposed to believe
yes,
you now that you're in
we're
love with Ink? Like,
exactly like, you know what I mean? So if this had been going on for like multiple years and we're witnessing it slowly unfold, that would feel much more authentic than all of a sudden, like, okay, I filed for divorce and now this is my new life. And he was really terrible to me. And I was so good because I stayed with him despite his mental illness. And all of it was just,
And his mental illness is why I cheated on him this many years, which is also very,
I know that part was
it's
so
just
bad, where it was like, if you are unhappy, you can leave, right? You were like, and then to say that you're some sort of savior for staying and making sure nothing worse happened, shit really went bad. Maybe you should have taken control of all the finances beforehand. You know what I mean? Like,
But just also
yeah.
them trying to like sneak ways into getting him to film with them so that they can have these kind of confrontations. And Gordon just straight up being like, I told you I'm not filming with him. I don't want to like further your relationship or kind of like whatever facade you're trying to paint. It's just, yeah,
And the
it's a
stuff with her
little,
and Jacqueline is really creepy.
it
Like,
creeps me the fuck out. I'm
it's
so sorry. I don't want to see it.
so creepy. And I actually think Mia is kind of emotionally abusive to Jacqueline,
Yes, absolutely. You could see that from the last season when they, how
where
quickly
she,
she
but
turned
like,
on her.
but then she does the thing where she's like defending Jacqueline just enough to Karen to like make Jacqueline think that Mia's really on her side, but meanwhile, she's like making her look terrible.
Yeah,
At the same
Mia is just
time,
like a terrible.
but like also so funny and breezy sometimes, where I'm just like, oh wow, maybe you really do like,
I
like
do think
I
we can do better. I think that we are declassing the show a bit with her
yes.
antics. I don't think that she has true, real relationships or like, yeah, they're not that deep. I don't think the relationships with these women. I think that's why Jacqueline films so much, because there's no one else for Mia to really film with. You know what I mean? So yeah, and I think from just like the interviews that have been going on and the press tours, it seems like Giselle, Karen, and all of them are pretty much done with all of her and
With
her
Mia.
lies.
Yeah, well, it sounds, yeah, even Ashley said something about Mia has the most to answer for. Ashley has some cool friends in the DC area that I feel like could do well on the show.
I fear that Ashley could be kind of wrapping up her time here shortly if we
I
don't
think
figure out
so.
something else going on. Although it's always
Yeah.
great to see Sheila in her different wigs. Always a
Yeah,
blast. Love it.
Sheila.
Love it. I will never get off of Sheila. I love her. I love all the peripheral characters from the early days of Potomac. So
You know
you're
what would have
never.
been incredible if we actually got to see the Ashley and Luke relationship on TV?
That
Because
would have been
that
interesting.
would have been so interesting, because she really fell head over heels.
And now
And
she is not.
no, but I don't see her falling head over heels like that again. I feel like she's like, okay, I learned my lesson. I need to be smart. And so
And
I
just
feel like
focus on my
she's
kids.
and focus on my kids, but date, but like not do the thing where I like go gaga over someone, and I kind of want to see her in that phase.
Yeah, I mean, there's been rumblings of her like dating other men. There was some football
Yeah.
player, but we will never see these men on the show. So I just wonder how much
Yeah.
more she has to give. But we will
Yeah.
see.
We
She
will
does feel like a
see.
side character this season. You know, she's not.
Yeah. What another interesting thing about Potomac, though, is that all the women seem to be settling for like shittier men, but thinking that they've caught like that they've hit the jackpot and trying to convince each other that like their men are so great. Like Jassy talking about, yeah, okay, your guy's a football player. Yeah, he plays on the Chiefs. Yeah, you've seen Taylor Swift
But
a
he
few
like
times at
literally just had a
parties.
baby on you.
Two.
It's like, come on. There's
Come on,
got to be
right?
better
Like,
men. The DC area cannot be
exactly,
that bad for
exactly.
dating.
Jacqueline having two kids with this one guy and like a gazillion breakups and get back togethers. And it's like now we're focusing on co-parenting, but also our relationship. No, pick one or the other, bitch. Like, you can't do both. You can't like try to date someone that you have multiple children with. It's not working for you. You know what I mean? You've done it. And if it's not working, then like cut it loose. We've got Karen cheating on Ray, right? We've got
For years.
Giselle, like at least Giselle acknowledges how shitty Jamal was. And finally Ashley acknowledges a little bit how shitty Michael Darby was. But like these women are the only one that has a good man is Wendy.
We love him. One of the best
Yes.
housewife house
One of the
husbands
best
across the
house
board.
husbands ever. And I bet Kiana does, but we just don't know him very well.
Yeah, he's very quiet. I want to step over to the bonus episode, the B-side, so we can talk about Salt Lake City a little bit. I wanted to talk about our lists. I've got quite a few things going on. And tell me a little bit about what's coming on the podcast for you. What's coming up? The recent episode with, I'm sorry,
Taria,
Taria. Yeah, guys,
you
listen to the
should have
episode.
her
It's
on. She
great.
is so funny and
Yeah, she's
brilliant,
good.
and she lives in the DMV area.
Love it.
She's so cool. So I just on my podcast talk about the housewife shows that are on. I talk about Southern Charm and Summer House and all those other ones when they are, on. I really like The Valley. I'm very excited for The Valley to come back.
Okay, yeah,
I'm
you were
hoping to
liking it.
have you back on.
Let me know.
Sometime next month. And yeah, it's just I've been talking about politics a little bit the last couple of episodes, got some negative feedback on
How
that,
could
and
you
that is
not?
just fine.
I
That is
saw.
just fine, right?
You were allowed to
Another
have a,
woman
yeah,
went
you were allowed
nuts
to have
on
an
me
opinion.
for saying that. I thought it was weird when people have a 30-year age gap in a marriage, and I stand by that. I'm not saying 15 is weird. I'm saying 30 is weird.
30 is a little bit off. Yeah. I mean, that's quite a jump, but I
I've
mean, I.
not seen one that is like healthy in my view, and I'm being super judgmental there,
And
but
it's.
healthy from like a everyone is on board with it kind of a thing. You know what I
How
mean?
is Well, yeah, Bronwyn's is 26 years.
I think it's 28, and I
28,
just
yeah.
can't imagine what her parents are thinking, right? Like, if I,
Yeah.
like, that's just weird. My father got remarried, my mom passed away. If he had married someone that was younger than me, that would drastically alter our family dynamic.
Yeah,
It's
no, for
a
sure.
weird, unusual, I'm like, what are you getting out of it, right? And so
Yeah.
he ended up going on a dating website for old people because he got creeped out when 40-year-olds were messaging him. So he went to ourtime.com and he got married.
I'm gonna be on there soon. Oh my God.
I know, we all are.
We all are. Guys, you know where to find me on social media. Oh, do you want to say where you are on social? Are you on
Yeah,
Blue Sky now too? I'm on Blue Sky. I'm the Pet Shop Boy there. So guys, look
I
for me there.
joined it. I don't really understand it. It feels sort of
Oh,
like,
it's same thing as Twitter. It's like the same thing. It's like the same interface.
except for everyone acts like talks like they work at a number.
Everyone's just nicer. The
Sorry.
vibes are just like clean. Like it's just like chiller. Everybody's
Yeah,
real
so I'm
nice over there.
at Mandy Slutsker on Instagram, Twitter,
Okay.
and Blue Sky. You can find me on anything just by typing in Mandy, Mandy, and then slut. You can even find me on iTunes and Spotify that way. So check out Is
Love
This
it.
Real Life? Anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Thank you guys for listening to this episode. You guys know where to find me. Go to patreon.com/theblist to subscribe to the bonus episodes. We are going to continue over there. We've got more to talk about. So I'll catch you on the B side. Bye, guys.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.